Oh, do come in, everybody. Hello and welcome to my space. This is Christer Ekström in Sweden. And I will make an attempt. Let me emphasize that I say that I will make an attempt of describing my apartment. You've just come in through the door, which you heard slam and be locked behind you. And I'm facing the living room. This space is kind of strange because you come in from in the center of the rather narrow hall instead of, as you very often do, you come in the end of the hall. So if I'm turning right, which I do now, and go into towards the end of the apartment or the end of the hall, there's a very narrow little hallway thingy with a wall here and one here. Oh gosh, hope it's not my neighbors there somewhere. Well, and it ends in a kind of bathroom. What kind of? Okay. It's a small and tiny little bathroom containing a door. And here we have some towels, which for those who have read The Hitchhiker's Guide knows. If you've read The Hitchhiker's Guide, you know that it's very good to know where your towel is. And here's a little bench thingy where you can put various things. And on the wall there hangs a kind of basket thing with bath and cleaning utilities such as soaps and brushing gloves, scrubbing things, and so on. And you proceed a little bit to your straight on. Oh, what a confusing description. Straight on. Here's a bathtub made in stone or such. And to the left of you as you sit in the bathtub, there's a little window, a roundish thing, or eight-edged. Proceeding to the right, there's a wash basin, and the toilet, which I won't flush because then there will come blobs and things. And we're out of the bathroom and proceeding left in the hall. Passing a heat radiator. And we go into my workspace living room. And immediately when you come in, to the right of you, there's a speaker. Swedish hand-built speaker made by a friend of mine whom I haven't heard from for years. He and I come from the same county, Dalarna. And to the left of this is a little computer table. It's an Alva Braille display, and there used to be a computer here. But the only thing remaining on this little table is a few other things there. Or the computers, the braille display, and the speakers that I had for the computer. And if we turn to the left, we have my working desk, which is very messy at the moment. There are lots of things, loads, truckloads of things, empty CDs and so on and so forth. And my main computer, which is running right now. My little NetVista, very silent thingy. And its speakers and its monitor. And so on. And next to this one, yes, there was my one of my chime clocks. I will introduce you to it in a moment. But we are proceeding left around the living room, and here is my keyboard. It's a MIDI keyboard. There's another chime clock. Hello. A kind of tabletop model, which has Westminster chimes on it. And it was kind enough to introduce itself to the readers, or listeners rather. What I was trying to say about my keyboard here is that it's hooked up to the computer, so I can play various soft synths and such things. I have a Hammond organ emulator, which I think it's kind of cool. Maybe I will try to demonstrate this in another podcast. I don't care to talk so much about measures here because I'm awful at it, as I told you when I was reviewing my OKM binaural mics, which I'm using right now to record this one podcast. Which is all recorded on a Sharp NetMD, I think it's called HDR580. It's one of the most inaccessible beasts I've ever come across. I curse the day I bought it. Now we're at the window, and here's my stereo with cassette player and preamplifier and an MD deck, which I'm using to, I will use this to transmit this one to the computer for further editing. And now we're at the window, which consists of three rather big windows. One of them is open, so you can hear the traffic. You can also get, because I have a speaking thermometer here, so you can hear the outdoor temperature. Ah, 22.6 degrees Celsius today. Gorgeous. And we turn around to face a chair and some plastic flowers on a bench sort of thingy where I have CDs en masse. I have a lot of CDs, but they're not in the same place. Returning a little bit to the window side of the living room where I was, if we go to the right from the MD and so forth and try to get in to the computer table where my laser printer stands here, and here's the second loudspeaker. Okay, let's go on. And behind the desk, the working desk, is another table where I have telephones and things. It's also rather messy. I think there's an empty beer can as well. Well, that's what you get for not cleaning up. That's what you get for being single. No. Okay, here is a sofa. Oh, and yeah. Here's a sofa, which we can try to sit down in. Nice to have a rest for once. This also works as a bed for people who want to stay overnight here. They will be lying in this sofa. It's a two-bed thing. You'll notice that I say thing quite often. That's because my vocabulary isn't as big as I want it to. And then thing is a very good thing. Word. Okay, proceeding. Shut up. Don't blow your horn at me. Proceeding. Past the sofa. Here is a chime clock, the one you heard kind of dinging before. I don't know what it's called in English. It's a round thingy with leaves and so on it. Pendigil. Well, anyway. It's a nice little piece of work. It's mechanic, like all my other chime clocks. I have two other than this one. Sorry, three chime clocks. And here's a little armchair where you can sit. And here, beside the armchair, is a... What's that called then in English? Well, you usually have books in it. You don't have books now. At least me, not me. I have toy dogs and CDs and a present for a friend that she forgot, so I have to take it with me when I go to her next. And some photos, apparently, and other interesting goods. Passing this we have another little low piece of furniture, cupboard thingy, with drawers in it. Cabinet, I guess you can call it. Where I have such things as hats and so on for in winter. No, not hats. You know what I'm talking about, those soft things you got on your head. Caps, I think it's called. Oh gosh, and I'm back out in the hall. I guess I should be studying English much more. You know, when I was going to what we in Sweden call Folkhögskola, which is a kind of secondary school or something like that, we used to have conversational English, which was very interesting, I think. Okay, that was the living room. Now we're out in the hall, and here we pass a cabinet or something like that. Bookshelf thingy. Bookshelf was the word I was searching for. And on this one you have lots of things, as always in my apartment. For example, a cordless phone base station with a phone answering machine in it. It talks to me. It can say,
"Det finns inga meddelanden."
No messages has arrived. And here is another talking gadget. A talking caller ID. I think someone has called, so I can hear how, so you can hear how it sounds.
Bo Widerbeck.
Yes. And
familjen Ekström.
My parents has called.
Fars mobiluft.
And my father on his mobile phone. That was just about it. And here's also a telephone. It looks old, but it's quite new. It has an it has buttons instead of a number dial, and so on and so forth. Okay, past this bookshelf thingy, we enter into my sleeping room. And the first thing we come to is a sort of cabinet thingy where I have some medicines and stuff. And here, as you notice, there's something ticking, and it's not a bomb, not even the exploding kind, but it's a clock. My third chime clock, as a matter of fact. We come to that in a moment. Here is a little corner between the big cupboard and the cabinet thingy. Here I have my trunk, my bag for when I'm out traveling. And we go on now. To the right of me is the big cupboard where I have the clothes and stuff. And here is a chair, and here is my bed. And if we go along the bed, with the bed on the right side, hand side of me, we come to my bedside table. And here we have some gadgets as well. Another talking caller ID.
050540057.
Okay.
07087575585.
Okay, there were many eights in there. We erase all that. It's also a phone in its own right, amongst other things. It's a nice little gadget. I also have a clock radio that talks. It's not as good as a radio as it is as a clock. But it sounds like this.
It's Saturday, 1:45 p.m. It's Saturday, 1:45 p.m.
Typical British male in that one. Passing the bedside table and going to the right, we approach the window, which is on my right-hand side. And another small little cabinet thingy, which is packed with MDs and stuff. As I prefer the MD format, I think that MD is one of the nicest recording formats ever. So in that respect, I totally agree with Ray, because it has the most economy, and it has very good quality. Unfortunately, this Sharp MD recorder, which was the last one they made, isn't very accessible. Well, enough said about that. Here's an armchair where people can sit and talk to me if they want to, or I can sit and meditate, and so on. And above the armchair on the wall is my little chime clock number 3. And if we go to the left, we find a little cupboard thingy where my jackets hang and my electric bass and my acoustic guitar and where are you, Jose? Here is my dream come true. I actually managed after many years to buy myself a Fender Telecaster Deluxe electric guitar, which it's a Mexican reissue, but it's quite good anyway, and I think it has one of the best sounds from an electric guitar you can get. It's there in the cupboard. And that was quite everything about the bedroom. And now we're out in the hall. And I should mention also that opposite the bookshelf thingy with the telephone and the talking caller ID on it, there's a door which is can't be closed at the moment. But in there, inside there, amongst vacuum cleaners and other things, there was in there, a little room type chain, well, thing with a vacuum cleaner and so on and so forth and what have you. We can go into this room. Hello. Now I'm in that clothing compartment thingy. But it's very hot in here, so I'm going out. And into the kitchen. And here are a lot of cupboards with food and stuff in it. Here, for example, is the cupboard where I keep all my bread and the cutting machine, or what it's called in English, I don't know. Here's a fridge. Hello, anyone home? I quickly closed the door because I could be tempted to have myself a beer, which I won't at this point, although it's very good. And here is to the left side of the fridge is a little cupboard thingy where I have my microwave that can't talk, I'm afraid. And I also have a whole lot of cans that I have to go and recycle at some point. And here's another clock, but it's battery powered and it doesn't chime. And here's a wall where there's a window. And here's also my table where I eat. Got three chairs around it. And passing around the table to the other side, we come to the radio, which is a Ghetto Blaster, a very ancient Superscope thingy model. And for those who are nostalgic, and quiz of the week here at Blind Cool Tech. Do you...
1:53 p.m.
Oh, shut up. Why did you have to discover your... No, not discover. Uncover. Anyway. Why did you have to reveal yourself? Well, do you know what this is?
It's Saturday, May 6th, today. 1, plus 1 equals 2.
No. Oh. Genius.
Clear.
I wouldn't have thought about that myself. Yes. Yes, it's a talking calculator. It's the old Sharp talking calculator with clock and date and so on in it. Very revolutionizing when it came. And here is another cupboard where I have some more food and pots and pans and so on, so forth. We come to the kitchen sink with a tap. And on this sink, as in most cases in my apartment, it's kind of crowded. It has a percolator, coffee making machine, and a tea making machine made on the same principles as a percolator. Makes very good tea. Tefal. Magic tea. I used to call it tragic tea. It's much more fun that way. And here is the electric what's that called? Where you make your now this is okay, I can admit I had 3 small cans of beer yesterday, but my memory seemed to be all consumed. Stove, do you say? Is that a word? Where you make your food. It has oven. That's the door to the oven. And a lot of places where you can put your kettles to cook. And beside the stove thingy, there's a wall with some can opener, for example, which was not supposed to be there. So I take it off its hook thingy. And lots of towels and so on and so forth. And that's quite the whole of the kitchen. And we're out in the hall. And this concludes the soundseeing tour of my space. Now I hope that this was, well, if it wasn't interesting, I hope at least that it was informative. And so on. I'm not good at describing things, I know. And so I tend to blabber a lot. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this podcast anyway. Have a great one now. And don't do things that I shouldn't have done. Have a nice one. This is Christer Ekström, signing off.